I made a video yesterday titled Minimize the What If Questions When Designing a Backend System. And I got a lot of great discussions and things that I absolutely missed, to be honest. So it was clearly a little bit premature to post that video. But in the hindsight, it was actually good because I got a lot of great feedback from you guys, which I love this stuff. So I thought I'm going to talk about some of the aspects that I missed on the previous video. And kind of expand on the idea of Yagni, or you aren't gonna need it philosophy, which has been invented back in the late 90s by Rob Jeffries, I believe, in the extreme programming philosophy. So how about we jump into it, guys, and discuss that. Guys, if you're new here, my name is Hussein, and I discuss backend engineering on this channel, and pretty much any software engineering concept that particularly interests me. I discuss software news, specifically just software news. And so if you like this stuff, subscribe, like this video, share with a friend, and let's just jump into it, guys. So Yagni, or you aren't gonna need it, it's a philosophy that have been still brought up of extreme programming, because extreme programming was good, but it had a lot of criticism. So this is one branch that being brought up to Agile and still being used sometimes. All right, so the question is, when is this applicable? Asking the question, am I going to need this or not? Or you're not going to need it. It's not almost a question. It's just Rob phrased it as a statement. So you're not going to need it, period, because it was back in the extreme programming. However, in the Agile world, that's not entirely true. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, right? So you aren't going to need it is absolutely fantastic, as I talked about in the previous videos, like minimize the what ifs, right? Well, what if this? What if this? What if this? What if this? The moment you start asking a lot of questions, something is off, right? But the question is, when do you know when to stop the design and say, okay, this is it? That is if you have well-defined requirement. If you have well-defined requirements, and then you're starting to actually form the design and build the system design, and says, oh, maybe in the future the customer will ask about this, so let's build in this feature right now in the design so that we can satisfy that future requirement if it comes. That's a slippery slope. And if you do that, adding that extra feature will shake the design. Why? Because adding this feature will introduce a new concrete concept. And when you introduce a concrete concept, another concrete concept, you start seeing these concepts floating around. And then your developer self, soul, will kick in and says, this is ugly, right? What do we do if things get ugly in the design, guys? We abstract them, yeah. We build an interface, right? This book. Oh my God, this book teaches me. The first thing this book teaches you is don't program against a concrete class. Program against an interface, right? So if you want to implement something, build an interface on top of it, if I can return this book correctly. It teaches you that we've been taught to program against interface, at least me, object-oriented days. Today programmer don't have this concept in their mind, but that's what I've been taught, right? So yeah, the moment you start plumbing these abstractions, example of an abstraction in RabbitMQ is exchanges, queues. Queues is, I understand, exchanges for a user, it's like, what the heck is that, right? Queue, RabbitMQ, it was designed to build a RabbitMQ. Oh, this is a queue. Then you add exchange. It was added to mimic a feature called PubSub, right? And the only way they can do it in an abstract way is to add this idea of exchange. And then they invented the idea of fan out and stuff like that, right? Again, not dissing RabbitMQ. I'm just saying that the afterthoughts of adding things can complicate the design. As a result, the simple user who want to just use the queue will have to friction with these abstractions that they don't understand. And only, probably only the developer or the implementer or the designer actually understand, which complicate the story. Just because, what if? Just because you might need it. So that's why Rob Jeffries, his extreme ideology is just to, you're not going to need it. Cut it off. However, some of you in the comment section below in the previous video mentioned that Hussein, let's be honest, that's not possible in the agile world. And they are true. They are right. You guys are right. In the agile world, you don't have the whole requirement set. You have sets of, let's not say releases. We have a set of iterations. We're building each iteration. We are about to ship something in each iteration, right? I talked about that in the agile video. Check it out here or here. Check it out here. If I don't know what I'm going to build in the future, technically, then the developer will start guessing. Hey, since they asked for this feature, that because the product owners start building these this imaginary releases, the betas and the alphas, and then the final beta, and then after that the release, right? So they were gonna set manship with every iteration to ship something, and as a result, certain requirements, and the developers are almost blind to what we're gonna come next. But some developers actually predict, oh, the product owner, they told us just to build this feature, but they are actually asking for more stuff in the future. So might as well just design the whole thing or build the application in a way so that it can accept this stuff. In that case, asking, am I gonna need this, is actually might be a good question. And this is the what ifs. So in a given release, agile can be a little bit tricky if you don't know the scope of the manship of the whole release, right? That's why visibility comes into mind, and being a good product owner that kind of shove try to increase visibility with the developers and the engineers as much as possible is very critical. So if I'm building a whole release, yes, whatever behind that release, you shouldn't worry about, I think. You design for the whole release. And that's not something everyone would do. Extreme programmer, they will design for every iteration. An extreme programmer, and some people still do that. I've been into multiple teams in my company, and I've seen both spectrum. Someone who designs for each iteration, which is, I didn't like it, to be honest. And someone who designed for the whole release. And someone who don't design at all. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. So it's all really depends on your style, to be honest. And how do you thrive? Some people like the flexibility. Some people like say, okay, let's design when we actually need something. That's the extreme programmers, right? So it's like, okay, this is a little bit far. Waterfall, on the other hand, that's why a lot of people still prefer waterfall. You're not going to build, the example is like, oh, you're not going to build an aircraft software with agile, right? Yeah, some people still diss the agile methodology because it's just built for the web, right? But I don't know if that's absolutely true, right? Still, it's popular, has its advantage and disadvantage. I'm not talking about that. I'm not going to go into that. But waterfall, the good thing about waterfall is, you talk to a customer, or even if the customer is you, then, as Naval said, you have full market penetration. What's the word? You have a market need, essentially. Because the customer is you. If you're building something for yourself, that's the best thing ever, right? You know what you want. And as a result, you build the whole... I keep bumping into the mic. You build the whole software. You build that waterfall methodology, you build everything, you think about a requirement, and then you have everything. Now you sit down and design whatever you want, right? And here, you that's the problem, is like you should really just stick to what you absolutely gonna need. Don't think is, Oh, in the future, I might add this feature. Nah, let's add it right now. That's where the slippery slope kicks in. So it's really interesting. When do you ask yourself, am I going to need this or not? And the question is when I'm going to need it, right? And so some people actually told me that. So the question is actually when I'm going to need this. If I'm going to need it now versus next iteration versus next release versus next 3 years. Yeah, it's probably if it's the next release, personally, I'm not going to worry about it. Because let's build for this release. Let's ship a good, clean design, base solid design. And as I said before, if your software is built into a microservice way, so it's like everything is a service, not everyone will agree with that, but then you don't really care, right? Because this software was designed, this piece, this service was designed to be atomic and nice and very, it does one thing and one thing only. So it does fit like a microservice to me. That's the definition, right? And then if you want to build something else, you build another microservice that communicate with that if you want to. So you add just plugins. Now, performance, security questions kick in. Oh, security problems, performance problem, that because you introduced hops, right? If you push it at microservices, right? Because they're chattiness. If there's certainly the service is chattiness, then you have to solve other problems, which is the performance problems and security. Some people think above performance as a first class citizen. Some people, some designers think it as, okay, I want to ship a good product that works. I'm going to worry about the performance later. I don't think anything is wrong with that, right? It depends if you're competing with something else. If you're the first product, and really, really depends like what performance really is here. Security, I started to pay more attention to security these days as I design more and more software. And as I learn more about security in general, it's very interesting. It's just, the whole thing is tough. Building everything, you cannot build possibly everything, right? You can design for performance. You can design for clean design and clean software. And to me, that's a priority. And you can design for security, right? It's like equalizer. You can slide one thing off, one thing on, but you're going to get into a problem, right? And so you cannot do an extreme slide of everything. Oh, I'm going to best software, best performance, best security, and simple to use. I don't know about that. You might get it with time. Look at Twitter. Look at all this stuff. They still fixing security bugs until this day. Every single Tuesday, they release the whatever called the security patch, right? It's there. Someone might invent a way to do all the three. I don't think it's possible, but the question is, are you going to need it? And what do you guys think? Do you know when do you going to need something or not? Or do you decide to take the extreme route and just, hey, even if I'm going to need it next month, I'm not going to do it right now. I think this is a little bit too much, but ask yourself, like, when are you going to need it? That's a good question. I love someone who said, like, I need to get, I give you credit. Your comments, I think it's lofty. I hearted that, but so it's pretty good. It was a pretty good read to me. It was good. It's like the question is, like, do I need it? And when am I going to need it? Not just what if, right? And you, because you're going to need it. If it's like, question is when. If it's going to be next year, 3 years from now, or versus next month. If it's next month, right? Or if it's just like, if it's the next, I didn't ship the release yet, right? And I'm doing alphas. I'm not going to design mini alphas, right? That has like half-assed requirements and half-assed design. I'm going to give me the whole thing for the whole release. Something that's shippable that the user actually can use and the final product. Design the whole thing. People still figuring this out, guys. Nothing is written in stone. We're making mistakes. We're learning from them. And we're going to keep moving, guys. Guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to see you in the next one. What do you think about this philosophy? You're going to need it. You aren't going to need it. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.